thought, you know, we played a real high pressure game Saturday, late game, late kickoff. Players said, you know, we're going to go out for a beer on Sunday night. I said, it's a great idea. You've got to relieve the pressure, let off steam at the right time. We had Monday off, we had a long week. It was a good idea. And, you know, in the pressure of a World Cup, you've got to find those opportunities to go and do things like that. So, enjoy yourself and let off a little bit of steam. So I had no problem with them doing that. Right time, the right place. It's important to do it. We go into this game. You know, we had a Monday off in Queenstown, and Tuesday you come back, and the focus, you know, has been the training from then on. And then we've got a short week next week, so the games will come thick and fast from now on. So, you know, I thought it was, you know, we all know when, you know, you've got a rugby team, part of it is, you know, the bonding off the field as well. And I thought, you know, they worked very, very hard last week, produced a tough win under a lot of pressure. It's probably, you know, probably the last opportunity I'll get to do anything like that on this trip, I think. That's the world we live in. And look, you know, it's been a great World Cup. You know, on the streets of Dunedin, when we've been here last week in Queenstown, you've got players walking out and about, engaging with the public. And, you know, I don't want to get away from that. I don't want to have to lock people away and not let them out. Or if we don't go out, it's, you know, in VIP areas. I'd rather we be out and about in the general public. So,
you don't feel your trust has been betrayed?
No, I don't, because we knew the players were going to go out and have a few beers. People can report it how they want to report it, but you know, as I said, I'd rather they go out and about in the community as they have done all week. As you know, you've seen the Romanian boys about, or the Argentine boys around here. So I don't want to get to the stage where we're locking ourselves away in hotels on this trip.
There's no disciplinary problem,
would you say? No. You know, the guys have been out, they're fully aware of their responsibilities. The guys, you know, a lot of the guys who had been playing this week probably would have, you know, been out a lot, you know, they'd have come home earlier and got on with it. So, you know, but no worries on that front. On Tuesday, they all came and trained very well.
So there'd be no change whatsoever? There'd be no curfews or anything imposed?
No, look, they understand. No one likes to be on the front page of papers. But we know where the world is at the moment. And as I said, I've got a choice to either lock them away and keep them, you know, away from being out in the public in all forms, or we get on and try and enjoy this tournament as well as be successful in it. And I'd rather do that